This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Most states don't warn residents about so-called forever chemicals found in freshwater fish. Colorado has done some testing, with results coming soon. CPR's John Daly.
The state health department has tested fish from six lakes for the chemicals, which don't break down quickly in the environment and accumulate in soil, water, fish, and our bodies. State toxicologist Christy Richardson says results from a contractor are expected at the start of next year. If those chemicals are found, people will be warned.
So we try to give people information about what we would advise in terms of consumption of those fish.
The six spots getting tested are Bar Lake, Chatfield Lake, Corn Lake, Runyon Lake, Gypsum Ponds, and Vega Reservoir. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A new report shows that a post-secondary degree in Colorado is worth the time, energy, and money. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Across all industry sectors, regardless of the type of credential someone gets, as education increases, so do wages. Debt among graduates of Colorado's four-year schools is down 5%. It's down 10% for graduates of two-year schools. Despite the fact that 90% of all jobs that pay a living wage require some form of post-secondary credential, the number of high school graduates earning one has declined since 2010. The state, meanwhile, is paying for credentials in a number of select industries such as healthcare and law enforcement. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Some voters in Pueblo could get more than one ballot for the upcoming runoff election for mayor. The city says printer problems are to blame and that voters should return one ballot and tear up the other. The election is January 23rd. The state could impose more regulation on Colorado's funeral industry, and people in the industry are okay with that.
We don't want any event of any magnitude, whether it's one person or 100 or anything, ever to happen like that.
Things have happened at funeral homes, and the state is responding, as we will hear later in this hour. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.